couple of years ago, I have a case up in Groton, Connecticut, of three women who live in a house, a grandmother, a mother, and a young daughter, 14 years old, and they were in the house, and all of a sudden, they were listening to music, and garbling started coming out of the music, like growling, and the grandmother was upstairs listening to the radio, and she came down and said, you can't listen to the radio because there's all types of strange static. Well, then the lights on the house go out, and the daughter looks out the window, and the living room window that faces the back of their property also extends to where there's a swamp. And she sees this circular yellow light that's sort of like swirling in the swamp. Pretty big. And the mother looks at it and thinks that perhaps a car ran off the road, went and hit a pole, knocked out the power, and got ditched in the swamp. But at that time, their dog, Thunder, a black Labrador, started barking like someone was on the property. So the mother goes outside. As she's opening up the door, the dog runs out, and he's barking, and he runs into the swamp, and she's trying to call the dog to come back. But the barking fades, and then the barking stops. The dog is gone. And she's now, with a flashlight, walking closer to the swamp area where it extends onto her property, and she realizes that the light is not a car. It's a single light. And it's a yellow light, and it's starting to sort of flash, and there's a swirling inside. And out of the light, she sees one dark silhouette come out, then another one, and another one behind it. Total of three. They came out single file out of this light. And she's watching it, and her daughter and her mother are watching it from the window. And these three entities are slowly moving towards her. She says now the light was so bright now that she could just see a silhouette of these three entities. And he said they were about the height of a man, but they had very long arms, and they were dark. But she can tell that, you know, they weren't quite humans. Then she starts hearing this sound, like a growling sound. And she said it's almost sounded like the growling of animals, like dogs or wolves. And at that time, her daughter and her mother start yelling for her to come back. And the creatures seem to respond to that because they start moving faster as if they see her. As they get closer, she realizes that they're full of hair. And she runs back into the house, locks the door, pulls down the shade. And then there's all pounding on the windows. There's pounding on the walls of the house. And then it stops. So the mother, now all three women are like in the living room hugging each other. They tried to get on the phone to call the police, but the phone was dead also. She goes over to the window where they pull down the shade, and she slowly lifts up the shade, and there's one of the creatures pressed up against the window. And she said it was the most horrifying thing that she ever saw. She said it was full of hair. It had pointed ears. It had claws. It had round eyes. It was about the size of a man and the weight of a man. And she says, but the most terrifying thing that had a mouth full of fangs. She pulls on the shade, and she says, be quiet, maybe they'll go away. So after a while, there was no more activity. So she slowly peeks out behind the shade, and she sees three of them, all three of them on her lawn. And they seem to be pulling at something and eating something. And she thought at first that they were eating the dog. So she goes back to her thing and says, no, no, don't, everybody just crouch down. Don't make a sound. They're out there. So everything got quiet. And all of a sudden, the lights went on, and she looks out, and the light is gone in the swamp, and the creatures don't seem to be in the yard anymore. The lights come on. She calls the police. The police come over. They can't find anything. No evidence of anything. They refused to go into the swamp to look for the dog. There was no accidents reported. Now, when I went out there 2 days later to investigate this, when I went into their house in their living room, they had their living room windows boarded up. And I said, what is that for? She said, in case the creatures come back.